Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Two juveniles ticketed for destruction of property at Wagon Wheel Elementary School. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies were called to Wagon Wheel Elementary School after teachers and the principal found explicit drawings on playground slides and outside school doors. According to Sheriff Scott Matheny, deputies spoke to the principal on Monday morning at 8 a.m. who said the explicit drawings and vulgar language were written with black permanent marker. Gillette Police Department also received an anonymous call about the incident on Sunday evening. Deputies were able to review video from the evening before when the vandalism took place. Two juveniles, a 12-year-old female and a 10-year-old male, were identified and contacted. Both children were cited for destruction of property after law enforcement spoke to the county attorney for approval. The juveniles' parents were contacted and the children were made to clean up the graffiti from the playground and the school. Wyoming law enforcement begins the Click It or Ticket campaign. Wyoming law enforcement is urging drivers to buckle up during the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's National Click It or Ticket High Visibility Enforcement Effort. The National Seatbelt Campaign, which coincides with the Memorial Day holiday, runs from May 22nd to June 4th. Quote, seatbelts are not only a legal requirement for motorists in Wyoming, but they are also a life-saving necessity, said Colonel Tim Cameron with the Wyoming Highway Patrol. Quote, regardless of your age or driving experience, wearing a seatbelt can significantly reduce the risk of severe injury or death in the event of a collision. In 2021 in Wyoming, 43 unbuckled passenger vehicle occupants were killed in crashes, and seatbelt usage dropped only 80.2%. Nationally in 2021, unbuckled passenger vehicle occupants killed in crashes rose to 11,813 in the United States. Wyoming law enforcement agencies will be taking a no-excuses approach to seatbelt law enforcement, writing citations day and night to those who do not buckle up. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.